Think about farms in the Midwest, acres and acres of corn and soybeans. Now, picture instead saltwater shrimp. Shrimp. Landlocked Midwestern farmers are finding ways to raise those shellfish far away from any ocean. From member station WGLT, Daniel Hajek reports.
David Steiner once dreamed of becoming a marine biologist. Growing up on a farm in central Illinois, he was fascinated by the sea. As an adult, he decided to pursue the next best thing, raising saltwater shrimp in a refurbished machine shed behind his farmhouse.
All right, should we head in?
Let's go.
All right.
Inside, it feels like a steam room, warm and humid and smelling salty. There's a complex system of pipes here connecting to large pumps that recirculate water throughout four above-ground swimming pools. Inside each pool are more than 8,000 shrimp. Steiner grabs a net to fish out a few.
These shrimp jump, so we have the net on it. Oop, there, I just had a shrimp in the dip net, and it jumped right out of the net. And that's a good sign. That means the shrimp are healthy.
Healthy and big. Some of those flailing around in the net are 7 inches long. They're white, almost transparent, with dark, beady eyes. He gets these from a hatchery down in Florida, where they take 4 months to mature. Once they're big enough, Steiner sells them at local farmers markets or outside his home.
Shrimp are the number one seafood product in the United States.
That's Dr. Jesse Trushensky with the Center for Fisheries, Aquaculture, and Aquatic Sciences at Southern Illinois University. She says the U.S. imports most of its shrimp from Southeast Asia, Ecuador, and Mexico. Some is also fished from the Gulf.
People are thinking, well, if we can raise these marine shrimp that everyone likes to eat closer to the places where lots of people are living, we can save transportation costs and access some of these markets that are currently underserved.
Underserved markets like Central Illinois, where the Steiner Farm is located. The challenge is to simulate an ocean environment in a barn in the Midwest. Steiner buys bags of instant sea salt, the same stuff used at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, and he feeds the shrimp all natural pellets, staying clear of any hormones or antibiotics.
We're checking dissolved oxygen, alkalinity, pH, all that, to make sure it's the best situation for the shrimp. There is a cost. It doubled our electricity expenses, but that's part of it. You expect that.
One drawback is that at $18 a pound, these indoor farm-raised shrimp cost about twice what you're likely to pay for imported shrimp. But lots of folks here say the shrimp raised around the corner tastes noticeably better than those shipped from around the world.
Bring it back to boil real quick.
Executive chef Manny Martinez at Distill Restaurant in Normal, Illinois, is cooking up a special dish featuring Steiner's homegrown shrimp.
You can see the shrimp looks beautiful, got good texture to it, great color. It just looks really good. It's really appetizing. Put a little bit of lime on there, and away we go.
Thank you.
So what we have here is a little bit of Mexican-style shrimp. We got the local shrimp that we have.
Eddie Breitweiser and Emily Bobach of Bloomington are big seafood fans, and today they're on a lunchtime date. They're about to take their first bites of Midwest shrimp.
It smells really, really good.
I still can't believe how big they are and how fresh they taste.
Within minutes, they've devoured their lunch.
I'd eat that again in a heartbeat.
Illinois isn't the only place with indoor saltwater shrimpers. Farmers in Maryland, Virginia, and Indiana are doing it too. Trushensky says aquaculture, which now involves raising everything from crustaceans and fish to mollusks, is the nation's fastest growing type of livestock farming. So don't be surprised if soon your freshest shrimp comes not from the ocean, but from a nearby farm. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Hajek.